Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Greetings, and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to reveal the extraordinary ways in which He can take your battles and turn them into blessings. In the midst of life's struggles and challenges, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and discouraged. But the truth is, our God is a mighty warrior who fights for His children. He is the God who turns our mourning into dancing, our sorrow into joy, and our battles into victories. In this video, we'll explore 10 powerful ways in which God can transform your struggles into opportunities for growth, blessing, and divine purpose. Through the wisdom of His Word and the inspiring testimonies of those who have experienced His transformative power, you'll gain a deeper understanding of how God can use even the most difficult circumstances for your good and His glory. When we choose to trust in God's sovereignty and surrender our battles to Him, we can have confidence that He will work all things together for our benefit. He is the God who gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, and hope for despair. So, if you've been facing a battle that seems insurmountable, or you're in need of encouragement and hope, this video is for you. And please, don't keep this message of divine transformation to yourself. Share this video with those you know who may be struggling and in need of God's miraculous intervention. Be sure to subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this uplifting message to even more people who need to hear it. Together, we can support one another in our battles, trusting in God's power to bring us through to victory. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you continue to trust in His ability to turn your battles into blessings. Remember, God is the ultimate victor, and He is fighting for you every step of the way. Keep holding on to faith, believing in His promises, and He will continue to lead you into the abundant life He has prepared for you. Number one, my dear friends, in the midst of life's battles, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and discouraged. But take heart, for God has a plan to transform your struggles into blessings. When you face challenges, God uses these trials to strengthen your faith and mold you into the person He desires you to be. Consider the example of a diamond. This precious gem is formed under intense pressure and heat deep within the earth. Similarly, your faith is refined and fortified through the trials you encounter. James 1, 2-4 tells us to count it all joy when we face various trials because the testing of our faith produces patience and perseverance. These qualities help us mature and become complete, lacking nothing. Look at the story of Job, a righteous man who faced unimaginable loss and suffering. He lost his wealth, his children, and his health. Despite these devastating circumstances, Job remained faithful to God. He declared, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Job's unwavering faith in the face of adversity is an inspiration to us all. As you navigate through your own battles, remember that God is with you every step of the way. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Trust in His unfailing love and goodness, even when you cannot see the way ahead. Hold fast to the promises found in His Word, for they are an anchor for your soul. Just as God blessed Job with twice as much as he had before, He desires to bless you abundantly. Your battles are not in vain. They are preparing you for the blessings to come. God is using your trials to shape your character, deepen your faith, and equip you for the plans and purposes He has for your life. So take courage, dear friend. Embrace the challenges you face, knowing that God is at work in your life. He is refining you like gold and silver, purifying your faith so that it may be found genuine and result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Remember, you are not alone in your battles. You are part of a larger family of believers who are cheering you on and interceding on your behalf. Surround yourself with a community of faith that will encourage and support you through the ups and downs of life. As you continue to walk in faith, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. He endured the cross, despising its shame, for the joy set before him. In the same way, focus on the joy and blessings that await you on the other side of your battles. Trust that God is working all things together for your good and his glory. He has a plan and a purpose for your life, and he will use every battle you face to strengthen your faith and prepare you for the incredible blessings he has in store. So hold fast to your faith, knowing that God is faithful and true. He will never abandon you in your time of need. Lean on his strength, trust in his wisdom, and rest in his love. As you do, you will see your battles transformed into blessings, and your faith will be strengthened like never before. Number two, in the journey of life, we often face battles that seem insurmountable, leaving us feeling discouraged and ready to give up. However, as believers in Christ, we must remember that God has a greater purpose for these struggles. He uses these battles to mold our character and teach us the invaluable lesson of perseverance. The Bible reminds us in Romans 5:3-4 that we can glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Character, hope. The story of Joseph in the Old Testament is a powerful example of how God can turn battles into blessings. Joseph faced numerous hardships throughout his life, starting from a young age when his own brothers, driven by jealousy, sold him into slavery. He was taken to Egypt, far from his home and family, and forced to work as a slave in Potiphar's household. Despite the unjust treatment he received, Joseph chose to persevere and maintain his integrity. He trusted in God's plan, even when he was falsely accused and thrown into prison. In the darkest of times, when all hope seemed lost, Joseph held on to his faith. He continued to serve God and those around him with excellence, even while confined within prison walls. God saw Joseph's unwavering perseverance and used those very battles to shape his character. Through each trial, Joseph grew in wisdom, humility, and dependence on God. As time passed, God's hand began to move in Joseph's life. He was granted the ability to interpret dreams, which caught the attention of Pharaoh himself. In a single day, Joseph went from being a prisoner to becoming the second in command of all of Egypt. God took the battles that Joseph faced and turned them into incredible blessings. He was given a position of authority, which allowed him to save countless lives during a severe famine, including the lives of his own family, who had once betrayed him. The story of Joseph teaches us that perseverance in the face of battles is not in vain. God is working behind the scenes, using every struggle to shape us into the men and women he has called us to be. When we trust in his plan and refuse to give up, he can take our battles and turn them into blessings beyond our wildest imagination. So, if you find yourself in the midst of a battle today, take heart. Remember that God is with you and he has a purpose for every trial you face. Embrace the opportunity to develop perseverance, knowing that it will produce character and ultimately lead to hope. Just as God turned Joseph's battles into blessings, he can do the same for you. Keep pressing forward, trusting in His goodness, and watch as He transforms your struggles into a powerful testimony of His grace and faithfulness. In the words of James 1:12, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him." Your battles are not in vain. They are stepping stones to a greater blessing, a deeper relationship with God, and a life filled with purpose and hope. So persevere, my friend, for God is with you every step of the way, turning your battles into blessings that will impact not only your life, but the lives of those around you. Number 3, my friends. One of the most profound ways God works through our trials is by cultivating compassion within us. When we experience hardships firsthand, God teaches us to be more understanding, empathetic, and supportive towards others who are going through similar situations. The Bible reminds us in 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." This passage beautifully illustrates how God uses our own battles to equip us to be a source of comfort and strength for others in need. When we have walked through the valley of darkness and experienced the pain of adversity, we gain a unique perspective that allows us to relate to others who are struggling. We can offer genuine understanding, empathy, and encouragement because we have been in their shoes. Our own experiences, no matter how difficult, become a powerful testimony of God's faithfulness and a means to bring hope to others. Consider the story of the Samaritan woman at the well in John 4. She was an outcast in her society, burdened by her past and struggling with feelings of shame and rejection. However, her life was forever changed when she encountered Jesus. Through her conversation with Him, she experienced compassion, acceptance, and the transformative power of God's love. As a result of her own personal battle and subsequent encounter with Christ, the Samaritan woman became a compassionate evangelist. John 4:39 tells us, "Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in Him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did." Her story of redemption and healing became a powerful witness to those around her, drawing them to the love and grace of God. In the same way, when we allow God to work through our battles, we become vessels of His compassion. We can share our stories of how God has brought us through difficult times, offering hope and encouragement to others who are facing similar challenges. Our testimonies become a light in the darkness, pointing others towards the one who can heal, restore, and redeem. Furthermore, as we extend compassion to others, we experience a deeper level of healing and growth in our own lives. When we focus on serving and supporting others, our own problems and struggles begin to fade into the background. We find joy and purpose in being a channel of God's love and grace, and our own faith is strengthened as we witness His work in the lives of those around us. So if you are currently facing a battle, take heart. Know that God is using this experience to mold you into a more compassionate, understanding, and empathetic individual. Embrace the lessons He is teaching you and allow Him to use your story to bring comfort and hope to others. As you extend the same compassion and love that God has shown you, you will find that your battles are not in vain. Instead, they become a powerful testimony of God's goodness and a means to bring blessing and healing to those around you. Remember, you are not alone in your struggles. God is with you every step of the way, guiding you, strengthening you, and using your battles to shape you into the person He has called you to be. Trust in His plan, lean on His grace, and allow Him to turn your battles into blessings as you become a beacon of hope and compassion in a world that desperately needs it. Number 4, my brothers and sisters. In the midst of life's battles, when you feel overwhelmed and weak, God reveals His incredible power and sovereignty. It is in these moments of despair and helplessness that God's strength shines through most brilliantly. The Apostle Paul experienced this firsthand as he wrote in 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. When you are at your lowest point, God's power is at its highest, ready to carry you through the storm. The story of Gideon in the book of Judges is a remarkable example of how God's power can turn battles into blessings. Gideon was chosen by God to lead the Israelites against the oppressive Midianite army. However, God intentionally reduced Gideon's army from 32,000 men to a mere 300. This may have seemed like a foolish strategy, but God had a purpose. He wanted to demonstrate that the victory would come through his power alone, not through human strength or numbers. Armed with only trumpets, torches, and clay jars, Gideon and his 300 men surrounded the Midianite camp. At Gideon's signal, they blew their trumpets, smashed their jars, and shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." The Midianites, confused and terrified, turned on each other and fled. Gideon and his men pursued them, securing a miraculous victory for Israel. This story teaches us that no matter how insurmountable our battles may seem, God's power is more than sufficient. When we feel outnumbered, outmatched, and overwhelmed, God can turn our weaknesses into strengths. He can take our battles and transform them into blessings, revealing His glory and might in the process. So, if you find yourself facing a battle today, take heart. Remember that God is with you and His power is limitless. Trust in His sovereignty and lean on His strength. Just as He did for Gideon and countless others throughout history, God will fight for you and turn your battles into blessings. He will use your struggles to refine your faith, develop your character, and display His power to the world. As you face your battles, cling to the promises found in God's Word. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Let this truth fill you with courage and hope, knowing that the Almighty God is on your side. In the end, your battles will not define you. Rather, they will be a testament to God's faithfulness and power in your life. As you emerge victorious, you will have a powerful story to share with others, encouraging them to trust in God during their own struggles. Your battles, transformed into blessings, will become a source of inspiration and strength for those around you. So, keep pressing on, knowing that God is using your battles to reveal His power and work in your life. Embrace the challenges, lean on His strength, and watch as He turns your battles into blessings. For when you are weak, He is strong, and His power will be made perfect in your life. Number 5. In the midst of life's battles, we often find ourselves at a crossroads, wondering how we can overcome the challenges that seem to be overwhelming us. It is during these times that we must remember that God is always with us, ready to guide us, comfort us, and give us the strength we need to persevere. As we face these trials, we have the opportunity to deepen our relationship with Him, drawing closer to His loving presence and experiencing the transformative power of His grace. The Bible tells us in Psalm 34:18, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." This beautiful promise reminds us that no matter how difficult our battles may be, God is always near, ready to embrace us with His love and compassion. When we seek Him in the midst of our struggles, we open our hearts to receive His comfort and guidance, allowing Him to heal our wounds and restore our hope. As we look to the life of David, we see a powerful example of how battles can drive us closer to God. Throughout his many trials, David consistently sought the Lord's presence, pouring out his heart in heartfelt psalms that expressed his deep trust in God. In Psalm 23, he writes, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." David's unwavering faith in the face of adversity serves as an inspiration to us all, reminding us that when we place our trust in God, He will never leave us or forsake us. As we navigate the challenges of life, let us remember that every battle we face is an opportunity to grow closer to our Heavenly Father. By seeking His presence, meditating on His Word, and opening our hearts to His love, we allow Him to work in and through us, transforming our trials into moments of profound spiritual growth and intimacy with Him. In the midst of our struggles, let us also remember that we are not alone. God has given us the gift of community, surrounding us with brothers and sisters in Christ who can support us, pray with us, and encourage us along the way. As we share our burdens with one another and lift each other up in prayer, we experience the beautiful reality of the body of Christ, united in love and strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. So as you face the battles of life, take heart and remember that God is with you every step of the way. Seek His presence, trust in His promises, and allow Him to guide you through the storms. As you do, you will find that your relationship with Him will deepen in ways you never thought possible, and your battles will become the very blessings that draw you closer to His heart. In the words of the Apostle Paul, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." Let these words encourage you today, knowing that no matter what battles you may be facing, God is with you, ready to turn your trials into triumphs and your struggles into stepping stones toward a deeper, more intimate relationship with Him. Number 6. In the midst of life's battles, God has a way of refining our priorities and helping us to reassess what truly matters. When we face challenges and hardships, it's easy to get caught up in the temporal things of this world, our possessions, our status, our comfort. But God uses these battles to shift our focus from the fleeting and temporary to the eternal and everlasting. In Colossians 3:2, we are reminded to set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. This verse encourages us to keep our eyes fixed on the eternal realm, even when the battles of this life threaten to consume us. It's a call to prioritize our relationship with God and to seek His kingdom above all else. We see a powerful example of this in the story of the rich young ruler in Matthew 19:16 to 22. This man came to Jesus asking what he must do to inherit eternal life. He had kept all the commandments and seemed to be living a righteous life. But when Jesus told him to sell his possessions, give to the poor, and follow Him, the man went away sorrowful, for he had great wealth. This story illustrates the battle that we all face, the battle between holding on to the things of this world and surrendering everything to follow Jesus. The rich young ruler had to confront the reality that his possessions had become his priority, and he was unwilling to let them go. But God uses battles like these to refine our priorities and to help us see what truly matters. When we're stripped of our earthly comforts and securities, we're forced to rely on God in a deeper way. We begin to recognize that our true treasure is not found in the things of this world, but in our relationship with Him. As we navigate the battles of life, let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and the eternal inheritance He has promised us. Let us be willing to surrender our earthly priorities and to follow Him wholeheartedly. For in the end, the battles we face are not meant to destroy us, but to refine us and to draw us closer to the heart of God. Take heart, dear friend, for God is using every battle you face to shape you into the person He has called you to be. He is refining your priorities and helping you to see what truly matters. Keep your eyes on Him and trust that He will turn every battle into a blessing in His perfect timing. For we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Number 7. Developing wisdom is one of the most remarkable ways God transforms your battles into blessings. When you find yourself in the midst of difficult situations, God is not only with you, but also uses these challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. The Bible tells us in James 1:5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him." This verse reminds us that God is the ultimate source of wisdom and understanding, and He is always ready to impart His knowledge to those who seek Him. Throughout the battles of life, God grants you the wisdom to navigate complex circumstances. As you face trials and tribulations, you begin to see things from a different perspective. You learn to discern between what is truly important and what is merely a distraction. You gain insight into the workings of God's plan and purpose for your life. These valuable lessons, acquired through adversity, shape your character and strengthen your faith. The story of Solomon, the wise king of Israel, exemplifies how God blesses those who humbly seek His wisdom. When Solomon ascended to the throne, he was faced with the daunting task of governing a vast kingdom. Instead of relying on his own understanding, Solomon turned to God in prayer. In 1 Kings 3:9-12, we read how Solomon asked God for wisdom, saying, "Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong." God was pleased with Solomon's request and responded by granting him not only wisdom, but also riches and honor beyond measure. The Bible tells us that Solomon's wisdom surpassed that of all the wise men of the East and Egypt. His profound insights and sound judgment became renowned throughout the land, and people from all nations came to hear his wisdom. Just as God blessed Solomon with wisdom, he desires to impart wisdom to you as well. When you face battles and challenges, remember to seek God's guidance and understanding. Ask him to give you a discerning heart and a mind that can grasp the deeper truths of life. Trust that God will provide you with the wisdom you need to navigate the complexities of your situation. As you grow in wisdom, you will begin to see your battles in a new light. Instead of viewing them as obstacles, you will recognize them as opportunities for growth and transformation. You will learn to trust in God's sovereignty and lean on His understanding rather than your own. The wisdom you gain through your battles will not only benefit you, but also enable you to help and guide others who may be facing similar struggles. So, as you face battles in your life, remember that God is using them to develop wisdom within you. Embrace the lessons and insights that come through adversity and seek God's guidance at every turn. Ask Him for wisdom and trust that He will grant it to you generously. Just as Solomon's wisdom was a blessing to himself and his kingdom, the wisdom you gain through your battles will be a blessing to you and those around you. Take heart, for God is transforming your battles into opportunities for growth, learning, and blessing. As you navigate the challenges of life with God's wisdom, you will emerge stronger, wiser, and more equipped to fulfill His purpose for your life. Trust in His plan, seek His wisdom, and watch as He turns your battles into blessings beyond measure. Number 8. In the midst of life's battles, when the odds seem stacked against us and the challenges appear insurmountable, we can find solace and strength in the unwavering truth that our Heavenly Father is a provider. He is the God who sees our struggles, hears our cries, and is ready to meet our needs in ways that surpass our understanding. As we navigate through the storms of life, we can hold fast to the promise found in Philippians 4:19, which declares, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." The story of Elijah, a mighty prophet of God, serves as a powerful reminder of how God's provision can manifest in the most unexpected ways. During a time of severe famine, when the land was parched and food was scarce, God instructed Elijah to go to the brook Cherith, where he would be sustained by ravens. Can you imagine the astonishment Elijah must have felt when he witnessed these birds, known for their scavenging nature, bringing him bread and meat both in the morning and evening? It was a miraculous display of God's tender care and provision, even in the midst of a crisis. But God's provision for Elijah didn't stop there. When the brook dried up, God directed him to go to Zarephath, where he would encounter a widow who would provide for him. Upon arriving, Elijah found the widow gathering sticks, preparing to cook a final meal for herself and her son before they faced starvation. In an act of obedience and faith, Elijah asked the widow for a small cake of bread, promising that her jar of flour and jug of oil would not run out until the drought had ended. Miraculously, just as Elijah had spoken, the widow's meager supplies never ran dry, sustaining them through the famine. These incredible accounts from Elijah's life serve as a powerful reminder that God's provision knows no bounds. When we find ourselves in the heat of life's battles, facing financial hardship, health challenges, or emotional turmoil, we can trust that our Heavenly Father is not oblivious to our needs. He is the God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills and holds the world in the palm of His hand. He is the same God who provided manna for the Israelites in the wilderness and multiplied the loaves and fish to feed the multitudes. As we face our own battles, let us cling to the truth that God's provision is not limited by our circumstances. He can make a way where there seems to be no way, opening doors that appeared firmly shut and providing resources we never knew existed. Our God is not confined by the laws of nature or the limitations of human understanding. He is the God of the impossible, the one who can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So, dear friend, if you find yourself in the midst of a battle today, take heart. Your Heavenly Father sees you, loves you, and is ready to provide for your every need. Trust in His goodness, lean into His strength, and watch as He turns your battles into blessings. Remember that He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Rest assured that God's provision is not just for the present moment, but for all eternity. He is the God who will never leave you nor forsake you, the one who will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Number 9. Battles create opportunities for God to perform miracles in your life. When you face seemingly impossible situations, God's miraculous intervention becomes evident. The Israelites, trapped between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army, witnessed God's miraculous deliverance as He parted the sea. In our own lives, we may encounter challenges that appear insurmountable, leaving us feeling helpless and overwhelmed. It is in these moments that we must remember that our God is a God of miracles. He is not limited by the circumstances we face, and He has the power to intervene in ways we could never imagine. Just as the Israelites stood in awe as they watched the Red Sea part before their eyes, we too can experience the wonder of God's miraculous hand in our lives. When we find ourselves backed into a corner with no apparent way out, God can make a way where there seems to be no way. He can open doors that were once shut, provide resources we never knew existed, and bring forth solutions that defy human understanding. It is important to remember that God's miracles often come in unexpected ways. We may pray for a specific outcome, but God, in His infinite wisdom, may choose to answer our prayers in a manner that differs from our expectations. This doesn't mean that God hasn't heard our prayers or that He isn't working on our behalf. Instead, it is a reminder that His ways are higher than our ways and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. As we face battles in our lives, let us approach them with a sense of anticipation, knowing that they present opportunities for God to showcase His miraculous power. When we trust in Him and surrender our struggles into His capable hands, we open ourselves up to witnessing the extraordinary ways in which He can work in our lives. The parting of the Red Sea was not just a one-time event in history. It is a testament to the incredible things God can do when we place our faith in Him. Just as the Israelites walked through the parted waters on dry ground, we too can walk through the challenges we face with the assurance that God is with us every step of the way. So, when you find yourself in the midst of a battle, remember that it is an invitation for God to perform miracles in your life. Embrace the opportunity to witness His power firsthand and trust that He will lead you through the difficulties you face. As you do, you will experience the joy and peace that comes from knowing that the God of miracles is on your side, fighting your battles and turning them into blessings beyond your wildest imagination. Number 10. Ultimately, God uses your battles to bring glory to His name. As you overcome challenges through His power and grace, others witness His work in your life and are drawn to Him. When faced with trials and tribulations, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and discouraged. But as believers, we must remember that our battles are not fought alone. God is with us every step of the way, guiding us, strengthening us, and using our struggles for His greater purpose. The story of Paul and Silas in Acts 16 is a powerful example of how God can turn our battles into blessings. These faithful servants were imprisoned for spreading the gospel, beaten and shackled in the depths of a dungeon. Most people in their situation would have succumbed to despair, questioning God's plan and presence. But Paul and Silas chose a different response. In the midst of their suffering, they lifted their voices in praise to God. They sang hymns and prayed, their faith unshaken by their circumstances. And something incredible happened. The other prisoners listened. As Paul and Silas glorified God in their darkest hour, their testimony echoed through the prison walls. The jailer, a hardened man tasked with overseeing their punishment, heard their worship and was moved to the core. When an earthquake shook the prison and broke the chains, the jailer, fearing the prisoners had escaped, prepared to take his own life. But Paul stopped him, assuring him that everyone was still there. Struck by the power of their witness, the jailer fell trembling before Paul and Silas, asking, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" That night, the jailer and his entire family came to faith in Christ and were baptized. A battle meant to silence God's messengers instead became a platform for His glory, leading to the salvation of souls. This is the incredible truth we must cling to in our own battles. God is always at work, even when we can't see it. He takes the enemy's schemes and turns them on their head, using our trials as testimonies to His goodness and grace. When we praise Him in the storm, when we trust Him in the face of adversity, our faith shines like a beacon in the darkness, drawing others to the hope we have in Christ. So whatever battle you're facing today, know that God is not caught off guard. He is not scrambling to find a solution or wondering how to turn things around. He is sovereign, and He is using your struggle as part of His grand design. As you lean on Him, as you glorify Him in your response to trials, He will work all things together for your good and His glory. Your battle is not in vain. Your pain has a purpose. As you fix your eyes on Jesus and trust in His unfailing love, He will give you the strength to endure, the courage to press on, and the faith to believe that victory is on the horizon. And as you emerge from the fray, tested and refined, your testimony will be a light to others, pointing them to the God who sustains you. So keep praising, keep trusting, and keep holding fast to the promise that God is using your battles to bring glory to His name. Your story of overcoming is a chapter in His grand narrative of redemption, and He will use it to draw others to Himself. Take heart, for the God who turned a prison into a platform for His glory is the same God who fights for you today. In Christ, your battles are not burdens, but blessings in disguise. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You today with hearts heavy from the battles we face in this life. The struggles and hardships can feel overwhelming at times, threatening to drown us in worry, fear, and despair. But we know that in You, we have a mighty fortress, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Your Word promises that You will never leave us nor forsake us. You are our strength when we are weak, our peace in the midst of life's storms. Lord, we lay our battles at Your feet today, trusting in Your power to deliver us and work all things together for our good. We know the enemy seeks to steal, kill, and destroy, but You came that we may have life and have it abundantly. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, for You are our shield and defender. When the enemy comes in like a flood, You raise a standard against him. We declare today that no battle is too big for You. You are the God of the impossible, the One who speaks and it is done. You part the Red Sea, tear down the walls of Jericho, and slay giants with a single stone. Nothing is too hard for You. We trust that the same power that raised Christ from the dead is at work within us, giving us the victory in every battle. As we face trials and tribulations, help us keep our eyes fixed on You, the author and perfecter of our faith. Let us not grow weary in doing good, but strengthen us to run the race set before us. May we count it all joy when we encounter various trials, knowing you are producing in us perseverance, character, and hope. We thank you that you are turning our battles into blessings. What the enemy meant for evil against us, you are turning for our good. You will restore the years the locusts have eaten. You are our Redeemer, and you make all things new. We believe that our light and momentary troubles are producing for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Give us faith to see beyond our current circumstances and battles to the blessings and victory you have in store. You are making us more than conquerors. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We will not be shaken, for you are our firm foundation. Thank you that in all these battles, we are more than conquerors through Christ who gives us strength. We rejoice that nothing can separate us from your love, not trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword. We are convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. May we emerge from every battle stronger in our faith, richer in our character, and more blessed than we could ask or imagine. May we be a testimony of your goodness, proclaiming that the Lord is our banner in the battles of life. To you be all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we conclude this message, I want to leave you with a final thought of encouragement and hope. Remember that God is always by your side, even in the midst of your battles. He sees your struggles, knows your pain, and understands your fears. But he also has a plan to turn those battles into blessings, to use them for your good and his glory. As you face the challenges that life brings, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the one who has already won the ultimate victory. Trust in his love, lean on his strength, and believe in his power to transform your battles into beautiful blessings. In Romans 8:28, we are reminded that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. This means that even in the darkest of times, God is working behind the scenes, weaving together every circumstance and every struggle into a tapestry of grace and blessing. So, take heart, my friends. Your battles are not in vain. They are not meaningless or purposeless. Instead, they are opportunities for God to display his power, his faithfulness, and his love in your life. They are the very means by which he will shape you, refine you, and prepare you for the incredible blessings he has in store. As you step into this new season of blessing, may you do so with faith, courage, and expectancy. May you trust in the goodness of God, the power of his promises, and the certainty of his love. And may you experience the fullness of his grace, the abundance of his provision, and the joy of his presence now and always. Remember, you are never alone in your battles. God is with you, fighting for you, and leading you into a future filled with hope, purpose, and blessing. So keep pressing forward, keep believing, and keep holding fast to the truth that your battles are not the end of your story. They are simply the beginning of the blessings God has in store. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he turn your battles into blessings, now and forevermore. Amen.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.